Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 211 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And I am super excited to bring you my interview with Scott Schaefer from the resort at Paws Up. It's in Greeno, Montana. You fly into Missoula, and the road, Scott said, to the resort at Paws Up is just beautiful itself. And then it's a 37,000-acre property. It's like a national park, but a private national park. It's family owned, and Scott knew the family, and that's how he got connected. I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about Scott's history. The only thing I'll say is that he was born in Austin, and he made his way to Chicago, and he lives in Chicago, and then also lives in Montana at the resort, but mostly in Chicago. He could do a lot of his work from there. But there's these great events, Sheldon Mason, Mason Barbecue, who now works at Louis Miller Barbecue. He was talking about, I saw some photos, he shared some photos with me of when he went up with Evan Leroy for some events, and I started thinking, what is going on? I signed up for their newsletter and started to see these amazing events, and then started to explore the property online. It's amazing. I'll put links to everything they have below, all their events, all the different things. A lot of things have changed slightly because of COVID, just in the scheduling of the events, but the property is still open. It's wide open spaces, so it's nice and safe. They're taking all the precautions necessary, but I think you're going to really be interested, and it's definitely something I'm going to save up so that I can go to, because it looks out of this world. They are having a Montana Master Chefs covering the South in September. That's coming up. There's a lot of events. There's just so many events. There was the Master Grillers event in May. This was recorded right when COVID hit, or right when COVID was starting to shut a lot of the country down. And I've been a little backed up, so I apologize for the delay in getting this out. So we talk about this event that's coming up in the end of May. Unfortunately, people like Sam Jones and Elliot Moss could not show up because of COVID. So it was, I believe it was a Sheldon and Evan Leroy. But I think you're going to find this extremely interesting. Scott is super knowledgeable and a joy to talk to. I can't thank him enough for his time. And as always, the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast and YouTube show is brought to you by Treaty Oak Distilling. They're at treatyoakdistilling.com. Or more importantly, you could visit them at their location in Dripping Springs. I'll put that location below. That way you can go to Alice's Restaurant, which is a barbecue and live fire restaurant. You can try all their bourbons and gin and rum and cocktails on location, the beautiful sprawling property that is open in a nice oasis during these times. Again, that's treatyoakdistilling.com. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com with links to all the podcasts, the YouTube stuff, breaking news, news in general, stories in general, lots of cool content. You should definitely check it out. I'm on the social media at kevinsbbqjoints. If you're just listening to this on the podcast, check out the YouTube show. You get a YouTube version of this as well as tons of other content. I'm receiving barbecue from different places, doing unboxing, opening, trying, all that good stuff. So you could check that out at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. But at the end, stay safe, take care, and thank you so much again, Scott, for taking the time. I love maps. You don't see enough maps anymore.
Yeah, that is, definitely can't see it from where you are, but it's a railway map. It was in my great-grandfather's workshop, and I salvaged it. And it's a train, it's a map of the Acton, Topeka, and Santa Fe railway system from like the 40s.
That is super cool. That is.
But I still use it. I'm like, you know.
The states haven't changed. It's just.
Yeah, too much. And I know
not yet. Give us a few more months and things could be complete. Yeah. Did you hear they just announced that we have stay at home orders here in Los Angeles till August?
Forgot that you're in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Because I know you're on Pacific Coast time. I could not remember exactly where.
I'm in LA County, yeah.
But I did see the headline today on Washington Post that, Los Angeles County shelter in place for like the next three months.
3 months.
And I was like, holy, I won't swear on it, but I promise you, I was like, oh my gosh. And I know that I'm in Chicago, and a lot of the numbers I've seen, Cook County, where I'm at, is actually, regrettably, it has a lot going on as well. And I kind of know that both those counties are kind of neck and neck for a lot of the bad things that are happening. And so I'm like, well, I know what's coming next.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're just getting a preview. And I was just texting my friend in Texas, and she was saying, like, she's like, I wonder how many people are just going to leave and like leave town for. But I think that, like, Texas, she's in Dallas. They might be behind. I think Dallas is supposedly on the rise, and then Tennessee and Kansas, their numbers are on the rise. But I don't know. So are you back home then? Because do you live in Montana during the most of the year?
I actually live in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Almost entirely, most of the year. Okay. So
this is great. This is information I didn't know.
So. I just got to say, thanks so much for being patient and persistent and for wanting to talk in the first place.
Oh no, well, number one, I'm so intrigued by what you guys are doing, and I want to hear your backstory and your connection to all this. And I've heard great things about you. I'm really good friends with Sheldon Mason, and so I've heard that he sent me photos of the different things that, I think he's at least been there once, maybe twice, but he's talked about the cabins and like bunking up with these great pit masters, and what an overall experience. And then I want to know how the public, things are obviously a little different than when we would have talked 6 months ago, but
yeah,
we could talk future. Like, the future is not gone. I don't
think. No. We can keep an optimistic eye toward brighter times, for sure.
And like you said, I'm persistent, and I'm also just, I'm passionate about this whole project. Like, I'm trying to explore the different worlds within barbecue and share those with people that might not know about them. And so, and I know that you've done one. I know that you've done one interview a little while back. And I think, was that in Canada? Or was it in Chicago? I'm trying to think of the one.
He was in Canada.
He's in Canada, yeah. I'm going to put a link to his interview too, because there might be overlap or things that, how are you doing? You're based in Chicago, how often do you go to the resort? Let's just go back. Where were you born?
I actually kind of do have some bragging rights, and I kind of feel pretty cool about it. I was actually born in Austin, Texas.
Oh, nice.
So I do have an official birth certificate. I was born on the Bergstrom Air Force Base. So whenever I land at the airport for South by Southwest or something like that, I'm like, my people, you know. But I only lived there for about 6 months, so hence the drawl. I was born in Austin, but did not live there very long. Just had the bragging rights of the birth certificate, but then moved to a suburb of Chicago, Wilmette, and grew up there.
Okay.
Long family ties to the North Shore here, and kind of grew up in Wilmette, went to school in Evanston, which is just a door south, and now live in Chicago, so I just kind of keep slowly moving south. But
leaving the area.
No, it is truly a gift to be able to work from home here, but then be able to visit Montana, you know, for the special events that we put together. And so I've kind of got the best of both worlds, a bit of country mouse and city mouse.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of people that haven't been to, I went cross country with a couple friends, and we went visited Chicago, and we stayed in the suburbs, and it was one of the years, cicadas?
Oh yeah.
But the suburbs of Chicago it wasn't how I imagined it. It was like suburbia, but it was really nice and tree lined, more to the different than California. But the cicadas was crazy. And was that every 4 years or 6 years? Or?
Yes, I don't know exactly. it is like an invasion, and it's a cacophony of just sounds and alien invaders all over the place. Yeah, there's like a 4 year version, I think a 6 year version, maybe a 7 year version. They keep track of themselves.
And they bury, like, this is way off topic, but do they bury themselves and then they come out or something?
Yeah.
So weird. So if anybody, I'll put links below to the Cicada Wikipedia page. How did you get connected with, were you working in event planning or how did?
Not at all. Okay. So it's a very steep learning curve, and I'm totally making it up as I go.
That's the way you do it. That's the smart way.
Don't tell them this.
Make sure they
don't see what we're doing here. So prior to my life here special events world and Pause Up in particular, I was in the music business for 20 years and worked at small independent record labels, and I was a performer myself. And so kind of for 2 decades, you know, I was really stitching together a bunch of different diverse opportunities and positions and roles, and somehow managed to eke a living out of music, which was
amazing. But you're probably close to my age. Like, there was a time where you could.
Yeah, well, that's exactly.
if you're savvy enough, I think you could.
In my last position, I worked for a scrappy independent record label here called Bloodshot Records here in Chicago. I'm actually friends, longtime friends, with the family who own Pause Up, and they had been kind of stiff-arming me for about a decade to kind of come and work with them, and they kind of made a commitment to embracing special events and wanting to really do more with them, and so essentially created a position, and it was the right job at the right time. And so I had to do a lot of soul searching to kind of move out of what I was very, very comfortable with and loved, but I found another labor of love, and it's been a wonderful experience, and like I said, a very steep learning curve, but it's continues to grow and evolve, and you know, as you do, meet new people all the time, and it's exciting.
That probably is the best part about it, and the hardest part dealing with what we're dealing with is that That can't happen. Were they putting on events prior to you coming on? And how big is the property?
You know, yes, they were putting on some events. I think they started back in like 2007. Think about that. Kind of started peppering in culinary events to try to entice people to come out when they might not otherwise think to do so. So the resort wasn't originally open 365 days a year, every year, but you know, kind of the optimal months of June, July, and August essentially took care of themselves. But then they added a Master Chef's event in September and added Master Grillers in May and kind of bookended it to try to expand that sweet spot. So we've been, you know, peppering in culinary events and musical events and different workshops and artful opportunities and that sort of stuff ever since. So
So rad.
every year I would say kind of the breadth of what we're offering grows and kind of the depth of the events themselves deepens. And so it's been really, really cool.
Yeah, I kept watching from afar as more and more stuff was happening, and I'm like, what is going on with what is this resort that pops up? And I'm like, this is not making sense.
Well, good, it's working because that's exactly what we're trying to do is like, what the hell's going on
Yeah,
out there?
something's up, but I'm not quite sure exactly what it
And
is.
it might not be for everybody, but you know, we do actually have quite a bit that could entice almost
I
anybody.
think so.
You know, my stuff is kind of aside to, you know, the primary mission of that's part of the primary mission. It's kind of maybe one of the legs of the table, if you will. But you know, we've got, aside from what I do, you know, we've got a vast selection of wilderness adventures, the largest in the country, in fact. So if you want to do horseback riding, ATV riding, we have 100 miles of hiking trails across the property. In answer to your question, it's 60 square miles is the parcel of property, 37,000 acres, essentially the size of Manhattan, plopped right in the middle of Montana. It's just a pristine landscape. We have 10 miles of the legendary Blackfoot River, so you can do rafting and kind of do all that kind of stuff. And then, like you were talking about Sheldon, you know, we've got incredible accommodations, kind of the birthplace of glamping in North America, and cuisine and all that kind of stuff. And then my stuff is just kind of the icing on that already ginormous cake.
So they totally, it's a very giant cake. Now there's a lot of questions. So now, was it when they first got it, did they just, they had, obviously they had the 37,000, were they working on, like, was there a main building and then they just kind of decided to build out, or how, like, how did this, and how long has this that process been going on
No,
then?
that's a great question, and I hope someday to kind of create that we create some sort of documentary of
Oh, that'd
the
be
property
great.
itself and the region and the history of the region. It's a very, you know, a lot of rich history
So much history.
within those lands. Yeah, but the family bought it as a working Angus ranch, and it had actually been a working Angus ranch for it has been for over a century, and so you really can't get much more authentic than that.
Oh,
And it's
no.
still an operating
Okay.
Angus ranch, and we have bison and buffalo and Watusis, and
Oh,
it's ever growing.
so
And so that's a
busy.
lot of fun and really cool. And so the family had an op cattle operation in Colorado and horse operation in Oklahoma, I believe. And then they kind of brought those two enterprises together and really started off the first 10 years endeavoring to kind of be the Black Angus source in the country, to kind of be a brand apart, a brand above. And so they worked on that, still in operation and a very viable and important part of what happens out there. And then kind of, I think kind of almost stumbled accidentally into the resort business about 12, 13 years ago. And so it's been, you know, they started with some tents and, you know, now we're up to six camps, I think 38 different homes, different sizes and styles. And so, you know, different accommodations for different tastes. And
So there's like almost like different levels of what you want to experience, right?
yeah, and you know, different opportunities at different times of the year. I think some of my favorite things to see are when families come in the summer and maybe spend half of the week in a tent and, you know, have proximity to the beautiful Blackfoot River, and then the other half in a home where they can enjoy that, you know, different view of the property. And so a lot of versatility, a lot of different options.
Are you guys building onto it? Was there, is there, there's some more stuff coming, right?
Oh
Is
yeah, and there's that. We have an island We purchased that on this beautiful glacial lake, Salmon Lake, and this historic
Wow,
lot.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I know it. Just a little fixer-upper, and it's incredible, and just these amazing views and this really idyllic spot. But yes, we are creating a brand new adults-only resort called the Greeno, and it's within the Paws Up property and kind of collection. But this will be a very kind of design-forward resort within a resort. Like I said, adults only. I think we're going to start with a dozen homes and kind of a centralized restaurant and kind of social area. And that'll be available beginning in the fall.
On the
We'll
fall, so
just.
it's close to being completed then, right?
Yeah.
Could people purchase property like on it or lease places? Like, is that's.
Originally, one of the thoughts was it was going to kind of maybe could parcel out some of the homes and kind of do that, but not yet. And
Okay.
it's not really a part of the business plan as far
Well,
as
there's
I
like
know.
blacks. There's people that do things like that, and that's.
Right. It crossed our minds, I think, but it hasn't been part of the model. It's just kind of we want to protect the land, want to be, remain good stewards of it. And the best way we can do
Yes.
that is kind of maintain control of it.
Wow. So is it, are you
Yeah.
guys in a normal universe, are you booked out pretty far?
We are. And it's funny you should use the word like normal universe because in my role now, I've lost complete track of linear time. Not
Same
only
with
because I have no idea what day it is anyway now with all of us inside, but Paws Up is, a real bucket list kind of place. And
Yeah.
so families and couples plan, really far in advance to come there because it takes a bit to get there. And you got to want to go. It's out there. And up there, and so, with special events, I'm literally planning a year in advance.
Okay.
Like our booking window is at least that, and so it's difficult because what's normal for you and I and the pit masters we know, it's difficult to say what are you doing next May,
Yeah, no, to
but
think that
kind
far out,
of
yeah.
to work arm in arm with our marketing department and our sales team and that kind of stuff.
Are people flying into Bozeman? Is that
They can.
okay?
Missoula is the closest
Missoula,
airport.
okay, that's closest, yeah.
It's about 45 minutes away, and it's just this beautiful drive down Highway 200. So,
I drove cross country. I went through Montana. We just kind of cut through to go to the Tetons, I think,
oh yeah.
or maybe Yellowstone. But it was just so majestic. It's gorgeous country out there, and I.
Whole different place it is,
Yes.
and it's like every time, like I said, it is a gift for me to kind of have a foot in both worlds, but I
Yeah, it's
leave.
completely.
I'm in the city of Chicago. Like I'm not in a suburb. I'm not part of it. And so for me to get off the plane, after several planes, to get off in Missoula and just to see it and to ride into the property, it's like I am somewhere else. I am definitely somewhere
That's
else.
good
And then
for
when
your
I come,
soul, really good for your soul.
it is. It is. And then when I come home, it's like I'm happy to be home, but it's just like, ugh.
But there's parts of, yeah, exactly. No. But there are also too, like I'm from LA and I'm really sick of LA, but and I've lived in Texas, but when you go somewhere and then you come back, there's certain comforts of home, not just within your home, but around you that you love.
Yeah.
But I could see why people, and there's people obviously that do live on property all year round.
Yes, correct. Our full-time managers live on property, so we have housing for them, and they enjoy it, embrace it, and they're available, and always there's always something to do. So they're out there, and I get to join them as often as I possibly can.
Let's talk about some of the events that you guys have had, and then things might
Sure.
have changed because wasn't there an event coming up pretty soon?
Yeah, at the end of the month.
Yeah.
So every year, kind of my favorite event, don't tell the other events, but my favorite
They're
event
not
to me
listening right now.
is Montana Master Grillers, where we just embrace, all the stuff that you love and that you talk about on a regular basis and really enjoy and research and promote live fire cooking. And, within this event, really trying to embrace and focus on and spotlight the tried and true pit masters.
Yes.
You know, we have live fire cooking and all kinds of different things happening throughout the year, but this is the event where we're bringing in, Vegas and all those folks, and I just love it. And so this year, it's still the event is still happening.
Oh, it is.
We still have guests coming, which we're
Okay.
grateful for, and we have our culinary team. But this year, the lineup Sam Jones, Tim Byers, Wayne Mueller, Evan Leroy, and Elliot Moss.
Ah, oh, that is just like right there. That's just stellar. Like those guys
Yeah,
are
and like I, could not be happier with
like even if
those.
you just said Sam Jones, really, like it would be. But then you have all these other icons. Wow, that's what a great lineup. That's so it's still happening.
It is still happening. Tim, unfortunately, is stuck in Dallas. They're being hit pretty hard, and they have to shelter in place, and so completely understand. Elliot isn't going to be able to make it due to his restaurant's reopening, and we'll just see what happens,
Yeah, for
But
him, and I know he had an event. He actually had a like a smoke fest that was, I think, postponed to August or September because of this. It was like, I think, in May.
yeah.
So he's yeah. So they're yeah, he had to shut his whole restaurant down, which is sad.
Just really, really grateful and humbled by the fact that those guys want to come out and to have been able to get them all together. It was just kind of, to me, like the Mount Rushmore of
Yeah. Are Wayne and Sam still
authentic.
coming? And Evan?
That's the plan,
Okay.
subject to change, with different, travel is tough. And I know right now there's a giant shortage of meat, getting briskets
I
and things
know,
like that. I
yeah.
just read Texas Monthly, and so it's a lot. So, the landscape is changing frequently and dramatically, and we'll just we'll take what we can get and hope for the best, and already have next year planned out. So lots to look forward to.
So is that so say you're listening to now, between now and the next 6 months to this or watching this, can they sign up for next year or when is that going to go on sale? And if when they do buy it, are they paying for lodging? Like, is it a whole package? Because I haven't discussed that with Sheldon. I don't know the exact details of it.
Sure. Montana Master Grillers is kind of a package deal. So the weekend is essentially this event. Last year, I think we had like 150 people. It turned out to be our largest culinary event to date.
Oh, wow.
Very exciting to see kind of the star ascending for this
Yeah.
event that I love so much. Come out to Master Grillers. The weekend is kind of planned. I mean, if you have dietary restrictions or other concerns, we can certainly accommodate that.
Yeah.
But it's all about, Wayne's brisket and Tim Byers blowing up the island with a lunch demo and live music, and Dennis Cakebread pouring his wines. And
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Some wineries coming too. Okay.
yep, wine and spirits and beer, so all the good stuff, and
Yeah.
live music.
It's a package. Is it like a single or a double package or something? Or how it.
It really depends, I think, on the accommodation you select. Our tents are open. We have meadow homes and big timber homes and wilderness estates, so it depends on really.
But if you went online to secure, would you be securing through the pa like the, is it a package specific to the event? But like different packages within that tier.
Yeah, different. Yep.
Okay,
So
that makes
our
sense. That's easy.
reservation specialists, you can chat online or give them a call or whatever.
Gotcha.
They're all available, and we can be certainly flexible with when you arrive and when you want to leave. And yeah, trying to plan out events as far in advance. So if someone wants to come, well, if I can't come this May because of everything that's going on, but I want to come to this event next year, they'll have some answers already as to what's happening.
And you can always, can you already secure a
Yep.
space? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
Yeah.
good to know. It sounds like such an extraordinary thing, and I think that it and they rub shoulders with you because I've gone to many events with these guys and they talk to you, they hang out and they're very forthcoming.
And Kevin, I think that is like spot on. I think as to the magic of what we're trying to accomplish at Paws Up and have the ability to do. I mean, if you come to Windy City Smoke Fest, which is awesome,
Yes.
you're there with like 30,000
Yes.
people, literally. And sure, Wayne is there, Evan's there, Sheldon is there, but they're serving 30,000
And they're
people.
busy, yes,
So,
they're busy guys.
but if for Master Grillers, you're there for the whole weekend with maybe 100 other people, and you get to sit at the bar and have a drink with those guys, or have dinner with those guys, or go on an ATV ride or a trail ride, or shoot sporting clays, or go rafting or fly fishing. And you're all doing it amongst all those guys. And like you said, they're the absolute nicest, coolest, good humans. And so it just becomes interactive and very inclusive and very special and memorable for all involved.
Yeah, and that's also something that's nice because you rub shoulders with them at this event, and then you travel to North Carolina and you stop in the Skylight Inn or Sam Jones Barbecue, and he's there, and then it just becomes, and they remember it.
And it works, and that happens. That's absolutely happens a right. Lot. They're like, you know, hey, I'm in Austin. I'm going to go make a trip to Taylor, Texas. Uh-huh. To see Wayne, and Wayne will remember them, mm-hmm. you know, and it's just that symbiosis and kind of that connection, I think, is what sets the events at Paws Up apart. And it's just gratifying to see, mm-hmm. you know, to spend time with those guys and to have those guys be able to interact with fans and people who truly get it. And yeah, it's just all very low key, casual, and organic.
And see things that are unique to these different pitmasters. I'm sure, I assume that Sam will be building a hog pit, right?
that's his thing.
That's a unique thing. They'll get to see that. That would, so this one's already sold out, right?
Well, you know, I think there's still space just due to the circumstances. Okay. And I think last year, yeah, we kind of capped out just by, you know, trying to keep it intimate, you know,
yeah, you
trying
don't want to get it too.
Work within our facilities and we're rearranging it so that, you know, if you're coming for the weekend, you'll have dinner with a couple of the guys or gals in our dining room, and then the next night you'll go to our chuck wagon, which is right on the banks of the Blackfoot River, and it's insane, totally insane. And then the guys who are at, you know, the guests who were at the chuck wagon the night before will go to the dining room. So you kind of cross paths, and then everyone comes together on Sunday for a big blowout county fair. Just kind of keeps it more manageable, more intimate, and it's just a little bit more user-friendly.
Are there any other notable chef or food events that throughout the year are ones that you want to talk about that people might be interested in?
Yeah, thanks for asking. You know, for the barbecue stuff, Montana Master Grillers has really been kind of the anchor.
Yeah.
But because it works so well, because we just wanted to create more opportunities to bring friends of ours out, we've created, we had this event we created called Barbecue U.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're kind of in the background. So if you're coming to the resort, this was just a value-added thing, you know, that you could participate in. And it was a little bit more educational, hands-on demos, you know, with barbecue food kind of interwoven throughout the weekend. Sam Huff and Danny Fisher kind of helped us launch that. One year, Evan Leroy and Wayne Mueller held it down. This year, we've changed the name from Barbecue U to Live Fire Legends.
Okay.
So that gives us a little bit more flexibility in what True. We do. But it'll still, you know, obviously feature live fire cooking, barbecue pitmasters. And this year, it's going to be Chris Hart, Andy Husbands, and Valerie Gordon. So that'll be a ton of fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then the past couple of years, in terms of other barbecue opportunities, a couple of years ago, we had Charlie McKenna from Lily's Q here in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking to him next week. He brought me in. Yeah, he wanted. I'm kind of doing these behind the barbecue front lines things to explain like what different people are doing during this COVID. And so Charlie's always been such a nice fella. He's so nice to me. He's even said like he flew into town one time and we just miss each other at the airport. Like I wanted to. We would have lunch, and he's just that kind of guy. He's really nice.
He is that kind of guy, and he's very entrepreneurial,
so
great vision, and so really, really good friend, and I'm fortunate to have him here in Chicago, and he's been a really great ally to myself and to Paws Up and
introduce
people. Yeah, and you know, it's just kind of working outward and networking, and you know, people who get it can kind of introduce you to other people who they think will get it.
Definitely.
And Charlie's been huge for that.
With the success that he's had and on the merchandising side, you would think that someone like that might have the ego that someone within a different chef world might have, but he's just a nice guy, just down home nice guy.
That's going to be a fun conversation. Yeah, it'll be cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I talked to him a while ago. This is, I think, right before his chicken place had opened. This is my first interview with him, and now this is kind of a follow-up as to what's going on. Like, how is he dealing with this on a lot of the levels, the merchandising as well as the restaurant level. I love him, so that's really cool. So I remember he did come out. I remember seeing that he had come out.
Yep. So he's been a frequent flyer at Paws Up, and he loves it, and he's a wonderful ambassador, and I'm grateful for his accolades and he talks it up, and, you know, I think at Windy City Smokeout, he was wearing his Paws Up hat. He's like, it's my favorite hat. I'm like, You're like my
Nice.
favorite guy. Yeah.
That's
Hey,
cool.
man, I'm getting you another hat for that. Thanks.
Exactly. You win another hat. When is that? Is it this year at the end of summer or?
Live Fire Legends will be in July,
Okay.
and then this Thanksgiving, Sam Huff from Sam's Barbecue One in Marietta, Georgia, is coming out to do some turkeys. He did it for us last year too. So,
That's great.
I'm just trying to find ways. And Aaron and Patrick are coming out over the summer to do campfire chefs. They'll be doing dinners at our various luxury camps. And so,
If you're watching this or listening to this and you go to that, that's so, they're two of the nicest people on the planet.
so great. That's how I got to meet them. They wanted to do master grillers, which would be a shoo-in for them.
Oh, yeah.
But I already had the roster kind of plotted out, and so we were able to kind of get them in the mix and kind of introduced to the property last year doing live fire chefs. And the fact that they work together so well, and we have grills and live fire options at all the camps, they just come in, swoop in, throw down an amazing feast, and then move on to the next camp the next night. And
Gosh.
so I'll be coming back for a return engagement this summer, and I could not be happier. It's just wonderful to see all the good things happening for them and their
Oh,
family,
yeah.
and just love them to death.
Just so much. Like, I had an hour conversation interview just recently. I've been kind of bugging her for a while because I wanted to get her story. And it was just, like, at the end, it just felt like I was a friend. Like, she was just so caring and so nice. And Patrick, I'd interviewed a long time ago, so it was nice to kind of get the whole how they,
The
how they work
foil.
together, and they work so well, and they're having a second location now.
Yeah. So grateful for their involvement too. And they'll be coming back this summer. And then they'll also be involved in Master Grillers next year. It's like, folks like that, the door's open whenever they want to come back, please.
Yeah, and you can't go wrong with that because it's nice to share those, like when you to share those people with other people because then they get a chance to see really what the that's what's so nice about what you're doing is because you're and people who are putting on like events that no one puts on something quite like you guys, but putting on events that can showcase these personalities and realize that they're just regular people that are just really kind humans.
Well, yeah, and that's important. And like we said with our events, the opportunity for the participants to interact directly with the guests, they need to be able to do that and kind of get it, but also interact with our staff.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
it's a tremendous opportunity for our team to have exposure to new techniques and new personalities and people from all over the country. I mean, we're 45 minutes outside of Missoula, Montana. Not a lot of chopped champs coming through, or
Exactly. Or people who have like fathers that had won James Beard Award.
right,
Yes.
exactly. So it's a great opportunity to kind of share information and just get to know new people and expand the family and friends circle.
So now, if I stay there on an off time, not event when you guys weren't having an event, there still is like you guys everything's on property, right? The food, everything is.
Yep, that's a great question. Because not a lot of places are all kind
Yeah.
of quote unquote inclusive, but everything you would do is right there. And so we'll get you there, or you have your own car. But yeah, all the food is there. We have our own executive chef, Sonny Jin. He's amazing, and he's built up a tremendously talented team around him. And it's just those guys are just super awesome. And all the activities are there. And you just have to get to Missoula, and we'll take care of the rest.
It's so amazing. And what's funny too is that because of COVID and because of this, and I'm hunkered down with my mom taking care of her,
Oh,
she's
yeah.
75, protecting her. And so I just had to buy it because it's not available. The first season of Yellowstone, because people
Oh,
have been
yeah.
talking about that, and I really wanted to see it because I was going to talk to you, and I wanted to see Montana, and I knew that it would be majestic, and it's God's country. It's so beautiful. It really looks amazing. Just and that's not your property, but Montana itself is just.
Well, it is strange. It's like growing up here in Chicago. We had Wisconsin and Michigan and kind of, places like that. I mean, frankly, I just never even thought of Montana. I
Yeah.
haven't just
A lot of people don't.
Yeah, and maybe Montanans, as welcoming as they are, might want to keep it that way.
I
There's
think
less
so.
than a million people in the entire state. There's probably a million people in my immediate neighborhood here.
Mine too.
It's too, yeah. And so it is. It's a very, very special
I
place.
keep
So I can't wait.
imagining when you talk about this, like what it must be like at night, walking around the property, and the
Yeah.
stars, and the quiet, like the and the wind rustling through, and it just.
Right, we have so much light pollution here in the city, and out there it is that, you know, in the summer the sun sets really late, so you have it's really disorienting in a great way. It's like
And you're up a little bit
10
more.
o'clock. Yeah, it's you kind of forget how far north you are, and so
That's true.
the sun sets late in the summer, and on a clear night it's just stars. Like the food and beverage director and myself kind of have a little thing whenever I'm up there, you know. We pop our heads outside, and if it's like stars, I'll just text him like all caps, like stars. It's just like mind bending. It's like, oh my gosh, that's the Milky Way.
And it feels like sometimes when you're in places like that, that the stars are like on you. Like it doesn't, it's just, and we don't see, like, yeah. Even if you went to the mountains here in Los Angeles or something, you'd still have the lights from the city. You have enough. It's too backlit, I think, or something that you really don't get a chance unless you went down to the desert or something. But that's, so was there anything else specifically about, pause up, how did the name come about?
It's an interesting story, and my best understanding is that, you know, the family are dog lovers, and it's a very dog-friendly property and
Okay.
remains so.
That's
We
great.
have the Canine Classic and other dog-oriented events, and it's just very welcoming for pet owners. But they've always had dogs, and they've always been into hospitality just amongst their own friends, and I think that whenever they'd have guests over and just friends would come by, like the dogs would kind of run to the screen door and look out and
So let's
be like,
pause up right
oh,
there.
it's here, yeah. So it was always a happy time, and that's my understanding of the story, and that's what I'm going to stick to.
I think that's a nice story. That's uplifting, especially in these times. It's nice to think of a dog running to a door with its paws up. That's a nice.
Once you get to
So,
be able to come over,
yeah. So, is there anything else specific to what you do that we haven't covered that maybe you want to make sure people do know about?
Sure. Well, you know, it's all right there to give it the shameless self plug. You know, it's just the website is pawsup.com, and you can see all the stuff that we've been talking about there, events and beyond. Every year we put out a program guide that kind of spells out everything I put together. It's kind of all the special events, and so that's kind of a good snapshot of what's happening. What will be happening? You know, it's just a work in progress, and it's this amazing canvas of, you know, just fun stuff. I have the best job in the world because I get to meet folks like you and folks like Wayne and Evan and Sheldon, and he's coming in a couple of weeks. And it's just I keep saying it's a gift, but it truly is. And I get to, you know, kind of work with personalities that I worked with in the music business. You know, very artful, forward-thinking, creative people. And I think, you know, as you know, within this barbecue world, it just has the characteristics that I just admire. You know, it's just very authentic, very community-based. You know, you've got history and regions to study, and well, of course, the food is amazing, but it's just the culture and just the bonds you make within this kind of subset of the culinary world. I just resonate with it, and I'm grateful to have had the opportunity to kind of get steeped in it. And it's just one of the things I love most, you know, about all the different culinary events. This facet, the barbecue world, is just so rich and has so much to offer. I just can't wait to keep learning more and more about it.
And the people that you're inviting, a lot of them are such great storytellers too, because I've been at places with like Sam Jones talking to 17 people, and everyone's on like just listening to his stories about situations that he's gotten himself into, or that he's
Oh,
shared
yeah.
with Wayne, or he's shared with somebody else, or Pat Martin, or whomever. So it's that part of it's nice too. Now, I know that you guys have a newsletter too, because I get a newsletter. Is that something that people can sign up for as well, or?
We've got a we you know we send out frequent e-blasts that talk about all sorts of things, whether it's just a video that we've made to kind of celebrate the property or celebrate the season, talking about some of the special events, talking about different, you know, philanthropical sort of endeavors, all that sort of stuff. So yeah, you can sign up on our newsletter, our
Yeah,
e-blast.
because I think I've been on that for a number of years, and it's made
Oh,
me
thank you.
extremely jealous, like in the best way. I'm like, oh wow, that's oh, they're doing that now. Oh, they're doing that.
You're the one. Good man.
Now I'm finally talking to the guy that's put. So now, are you a contact there, or is there someone there specifically, or if they're interested, is there a customer service, and then they go to you
Yeah,
if
we've
there's.
got, you know, if you go onto the website, pawsup.com, a little web chat will pop up. you can that takes you straight to our reservationists who know far more about the property than I do, and can help with anything at all. But for any, you know, pit masters out there, anybody interested in these events, you know, maybe you can post my email address at the bottom of this whole
For
thing,
sure.
and I'm available anytime. And if I don't know the answer, I can find somebody who probably does.
Yeah, because I'm sure there'll be people that'll listen to this and be interested in wanting to join you in next year or the year after. That's
Please, yeah, come on out. We got plenty of space.
that's great. Well, thank you so much for what you're doing. And are you going? So then, are you leaving? Because it's the 12th or so. It's something around the 12th. Are you leaving pretty soon then? For you're going in a couple weeks, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. I need to consider it because they added a layover in my flight, and so now I'm, you know, which is a kind of a personal challenge, going from Chicago to Minneapolis, Minneapolis to Salt Lake City, Salt Lake City to Missoula,
Yes.
and yeah, so I got to figure it out. I'm
Have you
looking it up.
flown since all this went down?
I have not, you know, unfortunately we've had to postpone some of the events, and so I try to go out for all the major events for sure and try to get out there as frequently as possible just because I love everybody who works out there, and it's great to hang out with the people I've been pen pals with for the past year for the events. But we've unfortunately had to postpone some of the events. We've remained open, and so our staff has been training and we've been making upgrades and kind of abiding by all the different regulations and following the different recommendations. And so we've been, you know, we're definitely up to speed, but we've had to postpone some of the other events I planned. And so I have not flown. South by Southwest was canceled. I was going to Bo McMillan's Nirvana. That was
Oh,
canceled.
wow.
And so, you know.
This will be no, I'm curious, and I'll write you after you've gone, because I'm just curious. I haven't been in an airport since then, and I've seen someone. I saw someone from the NBC News out here who traveled through Denver recently, and it was desolate. There was no one in the airport except for people cleaning, really, and some.
It's a massive airport too.
Yeah. So that's so that's it's really bizarre.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for what you're doing too, and celebrating this wonderful, wild, wacky, madcap world. And you know, I'm grateful that Paws Up picked up on your radar. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me, and hopefully it's not the last time, and hopefully we'll
No,
get you out. And
I would
you know,
love.
everybody listening or watching or paying attention, come on out. We'd love to have you.
We'll figure something out. Yeah, I without a doubt, it's on my bucket list. I love what you're doing too. So have a great week, and thank you so much, Scott.
You too, man. Thanks a lot, Kevin. I'll
All right,
talk to you later.
take it easy.
Thanks.
All right,
You
bye.
too.